very good morning to you again. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank you for hanging in here with me since 5 a.m. My name is Wemimo Adewuni here now on Daily Digest today. On the show this morning, I would like us to shift our attention for 1 hour. I want to shift your attention for 1 hour from presidential elections and their candidates to your future lawmakers. Who are Nigeria's future lawmakers? And are you as a Nigerian paying attention to contestants at state and federal legislative levels? Now, how important is the legislature in a democracy? As you know, Nigeria's democracy is how old now? And we are quick to define democracy as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. In it being for the people, it means that you also have to be to play your part in this democracy. Your part might include ensuring that elected officials are accountable and they do the jobs for which you have voted them in. But beyond the upheavals and conversations and the bars and the boos and the back and forth on, oh, whose presidential candidate might be the best and who could deliver the most after elections next year, we need to pay attention to our legislature. And the legislature is a very important part of democracy because, of course, they make the laws that the executive would have to implement. They make the laws. They approve the budgets. They have the power to impeach a president or governor. They are powerful. Our legislature is powerful, both at the federal and at the state levels. But I know that for a lot of people, the excitement, the momentum is around the presidential election. But that's not all the election you're going to have in 2023. You're also going to choose your legislatures for the next 4 years minimum. Some of them stay 8, some 16, years as your legislatures, making laws that determine how your lives would run as a country, basically. Now, I want to know if you, as a person, if you're paying attention to your legislators, who are those contesting? On the Morning Crossfire, Sheriff Quadri started a series where he brought in contestants within Lagos State who are contesting for state assembly, and so on. Are you paying attention? Who are these people? Do you know them? Are you following up on them? In fact, are you planning to vote? Because we see a lot of lethargy around state elections and legislative elections as a whole. Most people turn up to vote on election day, and after that, that's all. That's all. So I want to know, find out from you, if you actually know who the contestants are in your, who are going to get into elective positions in the legislature in Lagos State, whatever state you're from, and who are these people? Are you following them up, and are you going to vote in that election? Now, we talk a lot about how February is a date for. So INEC had around October published the full names of candidates that were standing for state elections by their political parties and so on. There's a timetable also that you can check on INEC's website. That's inecnigeria.org. Of course, the failure of any democracy is not just on the president, like we love to do. We can't just place it on the table of the president. It takes a whole lot. The presidency is not just the president. It's the legislature. It's the judiciary. It's the various arms of government working together. So you tell me your thoughts about this one when I come back from this very quick break. Don't go away. We talk. All right. So Nigerian elections next year is February 25. That's when the election will start next year. And everyone is gearing up for that. Give me a minute. I want to run you through the date. Pardon me. If you're just tuning in, I'm managing a sore throat. So yeah, that's why I'm pausing regularly. Now, the new date, the earlier date announced was February 18. But the presidential and national assembly election will hold on February 25. Presidential and national assembly elections will hold on the same day, February 25. Governorship and state assembly elections will hold together on March 11. March 11. You got it? You understand? So these are the dates. February 25 for presidential and national assembly. March 11 for governorship and state assembly elections. So while all the flurry is going on for presidential elections, let's talk about the legislature. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 0146-57190. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Onimo.
Welcome to the show.
This is Pastor Ladiko. I'm calling from Orilegum.
Please go on.
You see, concerning the legislators, me personally, from 1999, I've been taking cognizance of those that go to the State Assembly and the Senate and the Federal House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last one, I think I stood my ground and had, when we had a meeting with the person that was trying to contest then in APC, we asked some critical questions. And the thing, the way one of the state assemblymen reacted, it became a news within the place. So at the end of the day, this time around, he lost his primary elections.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the new person that is coming in, I have will be an opportunity to have one-on-one interactions with him.
Okay.
And that of PDP, the same thing. But you know, other smaller parties, they don't come up like that. Even when you try to, they are, when you try to have some things with them, they are begging for sympathy votes. Ask them one or two questions. Why do you want to go to the State Assembly or National Assembly? They just have this mentality of, it's my turn, it's our right. So that is just the challenge. For me personally, I'm more concerned about them, especially the present one in my constituency now.
Right. Thank you very much. Now, another thing to pay attention to is that they should present to you their manifestos. The way we are, I mean, looking at the manifestos for, excuse me, for presidential candidates, I've not even seen a lot of state governorship aspirants putting up manifestos. Everyone's focus is on the presidential, but there's a lot more in the cooking beyond the presidential election. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I do, yeah. My name is Enzo. I'm calling from Ilupeju.
Welcome.
May your days be long for this topic you just brought. I have told Nigerians, stand with that number. I don't have a problem with my president. I have a problem with my local government chairman.
That's right.
And my councillor and the state house assembly member.
That's
I know them, but ask most Nigerians, do they even know the name of their councillor? Politics is local, development is local. If you don't get it right at your local level, nothing will work. If the governors, the councillors, the local government chairman, the state house assembly members can start doing the right thing, I can bet you nobody will remember federal government. But it's so unfortunate everybody is visited at federal government, presidential election. When your senators, your house of members, your councillors, your local government chairman, who were broke yesterday and are billionaires, they are the ones looting funds made for the development of their community. Could you imagine? I live in Anambra. I just came to Lagos for a visit. I was having a conversation with a professor, and he was blaming federal government for their inability to construct a strong B road in his constituency. He was really yelling and grumbling and saying, federal government has failed. I said, okay, professor, this road, this strong B road you are saying, is the sole responsibility of the state governor. The man said it's a lie. It's Buhari. He was busy blaming Buhari. And I sat down to educate a professor. If a professor does not even know his left and right, what will you not make of the illiterate on the street of Nigeria?
Right. Thank
when
you.
They don't even know who to hold responsible for they don't know who to hold responsible for the construction of Trump B and C roads in their constituency. The drains are dirty, you are blaming Buhari, when it's the sole responsibility of your local government chairman to clean the drains in your constituency.
Thank you very much for your thought. Ade is holding on Skype. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
At least I'm glad you're bringing up this topic because similar to what the last caller said, I think we need to orient people more about their local politics.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. But at the same time, you see, I don't also blame people too much for always focusing on presidency, because we have a very even though we say it's a federal republic, but we have a very over centralized government. Mm. Everything goes to the center. Every single thing goes to the center. And that is why we need to, that's why I believe one of the few things that can save Nigeria is actually restructuring. Real restructuring. We need real devolution of powers, because at the end of the day, you go and cry to your governor, they will tell you, I don't control the security, I don't do this one, I don't do. And in the real sense, truly, I mean, we saw a video, was it this year or last year, where the governor of Lagos State was telling a police officer, why is he standing in front of a estate? That one said, no, I cannot go. They gave me order to stay. You get that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So at the end of this, I'm not defending all this politics, but to be honest, sometimes they are actually powerless, to be honest. So that is why we need to insist on real devolution of powers. Because at the end of the day, it's easier for me to hold my governor accountable, hold my local government chairman or chairwoman accountable, hold my setters of assembly lawmakers accountable, than waiting for somebody in Abuja who doesn't even know my area or know anything about me. So we need to also, that restructuring, honestly, is very, very, very important.
Right,
if we say the country is a federal republic, let it be a federal republic in practicality as well, not just on paper. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, to help you understand broadly, I don't just want us to have a conversation and just talk. I want you to also learn. The point of shifting your attention is so that you can learn. Not once or twice have I spoken about the role of local government, and their duties. A lot of times you find this, overlapping with the duties that state governments take on when it's not their responsibility at all. Markets, street lights, and other works is the job of the local government by the Constitution. And again, a quick search with your phone online will show you a breakdown of these things. I need you to be reading the right things online. Read the things that improve your knowledge, right? Now, let's talk about some of the duties of the legislature in Nigeria. Let me give you a summary. Now, of course, they are lawmakers. They make laws. They also have deliberative functions. They deliberate on matters of national importance, on public issues, on problems and needs that are important function for this. They also reflect on public opinion. If something is trending on Twitter, for instance, or a matter is of public interest, your legislators will pick it up and debate on that matter. They're also custodians of national finance. This is a very important role. Now, there's a universal rule that the legislature of the state is a custodian of the national purse because they have to approve the budget. No money can be spent or raised by the executive without the approval of the legislature. And each year, the executive has to prepare and make sure that the budget is passed by the legislature for the coming year. That thing is not just routine. No money can be spent in Nigeria if it's not approved by the legislature, including the supplementary budget. All right? Now, they also hold a very strong control over the executive. We can argue whether they implement this control appropriately, but they hold by law control over the executive. They have the power to exercise this control over the actions, the decisions, and policies of the executive. The executive is actually, kind of responsible to or accountable to the legislature. Right? The legislature is to hold the executive to account. Now, they also, of course, hold constituent functions to review the constitution, to amend it, and so on and so forth. They have oversight functions. They have oversight functions. In the Nigerian constitution, if you want to look at the oversight functions, you're looking at sections 82 to 89. Go take a glance. You have the oversight functions of the National Assembly, right? And for the State Assembly, you're looking at sections 120 to 128. So they supervise the other arms of government to make sure that they actually implement the policies and programs that they put in the Appropriation Act. Do you understand? Are you following? They also have some judicial function. How about that? Now, for instance, impeachment. Investigating, if a court order has been given on the matter, they can bring it up for debate and say, ah, how this matter come be? They also have some power to pass a resolution for the removal of judges of Supreme Court and High Court on the ground of misbehavior or incapacity. They also have a ventilation of grievance role. So if they believe that something is of public grievance, they bring it up for debate, aside all other functions. Can you see how important the state and national legislators are? And I think that your legislators are actually happy that you're not paying attention to them. Because if you're not paying attention, then they can get away with whatever. If you begin to pay attention, then they sit up and they do the jobs they are supposed to do. And then you have less stress crying after the federal, because the persons who should do their jobs will then have to do those jobs. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, team.
Thank you. President, you are explanation, because when you take time to explain or listen to us, it makes it clear to me.
Yes.
But the president is so powerful. That's about this constitution. They need to write it. Okay. I'm making build a road from Daura to Niger, railway. The president didn't know about it. The money used in buy those 10 jeeps. This is a national assembly that you're telling us they have to power to quiz, power to do this. Where were they when they buy that 10 jeep? I remember the answer the Minister of Finance when they asked her. So most of them, you know, they run this country like a club. The Abari they move a motion. Let's impeach this president during that insecurity where the wala was too much. They nearly chop off my head. So my own local government, thank God for Nigeria Info. I hold the guy to this, you know, he done the work. I'd always call out him in Nigeria at Akira. And it's working. By tomorrow now, my street light in the street light in my street is almost done throughout Bajabia Mila. I call them out, but the funny thing, who we want in that locality because of this Babatunde and money politics, they will not allow those people to come in. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your thought. I'm glad that our conversations are helping you make better decisions.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You're welcome.
I think that was what I was asking you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That the information minister, information means giving information that is necessary to guide people. As regards to the counselor, do we have counselor office in Nigeria?
Yes, you have counselors at the ward levels.
We have counselor, but the ward level, they don't have office. They are all in the local government.
There should be. There's no problem with them being at the local government now. You want another building?
They don't have an office where people can go and make inquiry. They don't have. They only have the ward. And when they are doing the election, that is how they will remember ward 1, ward 2, ward 3. When they start calling people to their ward. But they're supposed to have a permanent office, also about 2 plots of land, having some assistance, which will reduce unemployment. All of them are in the local government. And then, when you talk about information, who is to give out information to the grassroots? Is that not the duty of Lai Mohammed? He doesn't know about this, so he's just traveling up and down. He's got money. He must be removed from that topic before the next election. Because we are all angry with him.
All right, thank you very much. Now, you're moving that to local government, and I'm not actually doing local government today, but of course, that's also a very important place to look. But I mean, if for now, I'm saying that working with what we have now, can we improve on the process? Certainly. In fact, should we? Absolutely. But what do we have currently? Are we even maximizing what we have currently? I think it was a year ago that a councillor was impeached here in Lagos, Onigbongbo something. Yeah, the chairman was impeached, which tells you that there's a lot of politicking going on there. Quietly, silently, politicking is going on right under your noses. You need to find out what is going on. Call their numbers. Ensure that they show up. Huh? They are your employees. You must tell them how you want the work to be done. I'll be back after this break. Don't go away. You're welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on Daily Digest. Today, we are discussing the essence of paying attention to your legislators, both at the National Assembly and at state levels. I've run you through some of the functions of legislators and how powerful they are and how important it is for you to pay attention to the politics going on there. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Let me off my radio.
You should. Are you ready?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Okay. Well, not the person who represents local government and the ward. Mm-hmm. It's not the problem. But look at this Lagos now. For this Ibejileki here now, during the local government, if you want to go and vote, you will see they will look for the travel, where you from and where you know from. And you're not supposed to work like that.
Who's asking you where you're from and where you're not from?
When he reach there, they will look your face, look how we look, who you want to vote. And you see, this Lagos state, if you look, and they want to be the same party forever, even they are dying.
Okay, those are allegations. But again, you have a duty to report these matters and to, you know, say no to such harassment. On WhatsApp, Oladeinde Fatai says, what people, especially the youth, don't realize is that our problem is not the president, but the two chambers. If we don't change the system, there is no miracle anyone coming as a president can perform. The focus should be on the legislators who have the power to propose bills and that could change the system. Andose from Maryland, the federal government policies influence what goes on in the remotest community in Nigeria. If you carefully look at the structure of Nigeria, okay, somebody, you said that the states are crippled by lack of finance. All right. Sunday Tedunjaye from Songwota. Your lawmakers would not do any such things you enumerate. Actually, they do all of those things. They do all of those things. In actual fact, whether they do them appropriately, like I said in my opening, is another conversation. But they do all of those things. They approve budget. They create laws. They amend the constitution. They have oversight functions. They do everything. Chris from Ikotu. Okay. I'll just leave you to that thought. Good morning, hello?
Hello?
Please off your radio.
Yeah, good morning. This is Pastor Harrison.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, the issue of the seat of House or Senator is very, very crucial. Thank God for this discussion this morning.
Mm.
But one thing we must do is that we need to know them and recognize them and let their function be carried out appropriately.
That's right.
So that it will be well. When you look at Nigeria, the setting, we have state of origin, federal character. These are things that divide us. Like who just called you now is saying that if you want to vote for a local government chairman, they will ask you, where do you come from? You know, state of origin divides us the more. That is where you grip, whether you are from the north, whether you are from the south. It should be Nigeria is Nigeria. The time has come for us to be one, because divided we fall, together we stand. If we continue in dividing us by, say, state of origin, state of this, state of that, if you want to go to the school, you'll say, go and bring the state of origin. Where do you come from in Nigeria? Is Nigeria not one? So these are issues that the senators should go into the chamber to legislate on and to put us together, bringing laws, bills that will bind us together, not divide us. Mm. People are happy to travel abroad for what they are doing there. Do they divide themselves like that? American man will say, I'm an American. And that is where he ends. It doesn't matter whether he's from Dallas, whether he's from New Jersey, he's from New York, he's from California. But in Nigeria, you say, I am a Yoruba, I am an Hausa, I am an Igbo, I am this. What does that mean? So these things are need to be legislated on so that we can move forward. God bless Nigeria.
Thank you very much for your thought, and I totally approve. Good morning, hello. Okay, please call back if you're able to. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Oladipo.
Please speak into your phone. You sound a bit off.
Yeah, my name is Oladipo.
Yeah, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so glad about this topic you have today. I was discussing with someone yesterday, and I spoke about this there. I think 70% of our focus should be on our legislatures.
Mm.
When we check it, we have presidential debates, we have governorship debates. I'm yet to see senatorial debates of different senatorial districts or even federal house.
Yeah.
A whole lot of people don't even know who is contesting for each position in the different parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the major crux of our democracy. So I just want to encourage everyone, we should try as much as possible to focus on these legislatures, from the Senate to the State House Assembly.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, before you went on the break, you were...
Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry. Your line went off. Maybe you ran out of airtime. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good radio.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Yes, what I wanted to talk about is these senators or those people that they used to put in a position.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really elect them. We don't even know who are they. We don't elect them. They just go and put themselves there.
No, that's not correct.
They force themselves.
No, they don't force themselves there. Maybe you don't go to vote. Their supporters go to vote them. That's why I'm saying you need to go and vote your choice.
Okay, even if you vote them, starting from this local level, that is local government chairman, or even councillors, just give them a few times that they will enter. They will be saying that their level has changed.
And
because remember the people again.
Because
them and their family alone.
Yeah, because their cronies voted them. So here's usually what happens. I've covered elections. Most elections, Nigerians are excited to go vote for the president. They leave when they're done. Some of you nonchalantly just drop something in the box for the National Assembly or your whatever, because you're actually not interested. And because you're not interested, it's good game for these guys who will just play their politics, make sure that their own guys get their PVCs and vote them. So that's why you can say that who put them there. They were voted in there. That's why there are elections for them. Otherwise, it would just be selection. But enough citizens are not paying attention. So if, for instance, if I know that you will not pay attention to me, I'm going to look for the people who like me, make sure that they register to get their PVCs, and make sure that they massively vote for me. Then I'll win the election in that senatorial district. I become a senator. I thank them for voting for me. I give them appointment. I give them money. And I do whatever I want. So they're actually glad that you are not paying attention. Now we have 109, just so you know, again, let's do a breakdown so that this is not just talk, this is also education. So you have 109 senators, got it? And 360 in the House of Reps. 360 in the House of Reps. 109 in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good radio.
Good morning, Wemimo. It's me again, though. I came back. See, even if you elect them, before you know it, give them a short time. They will change their location. You can never locate them again. They will change their numbers. You can't read them on the phone. They will go and live in Lekki, Magodo, all these big areas. You can never locate them again.
So if they do that, what can we do about that? Are we just going
to
let it go?
That's what I'm saying. They just make sure that you don't even get to them.
Yeah, so I understand. I understand the problem. So what solution do you suggest to this problem? Since it's a valid problem.
The solution
problem.
Is, I'm saying that any local government chairman should come to the office every day to report.
If they refuse to come and they stay in Lekki, like you say, what are you going to do as a citizen?
What do I know? I'll vote them.
You wait another 4 years so they can do whatever they want for 4 years.
No, before they even enter, I will have to try and vote them out. I'll know the people that I'm voting.
Uh-huh. Okay, you've turned full circle. We're getting somewhere. Okay. We're getting somewhere. We're somewhere. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Put off your radio, for goodness sake. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Dr. Jude on the line.
Welcome.
All right. I want this woman that just called to know, and Nigerians to know, that these guys that are legislators, they can actually be recalled.
They can, sure.
The problem we have, see, at the end of the day, I was just thinking about it while the woman was calling. We are the problem. We lack knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I say we ignore knowledge? That's what I think is the problem. We ignore it because knowledge abounds. It's there. We just don't read. We read it and we forget about it. The people have to come together. And I want us to know, for those people that feel like our votes don't count, it's a lie. And I'm going to cite some examples.
Mm-hmm.
If your vote truly don't count, they will not go and pay you on election day. They will not seek to buy your votes.
Mm-hmm.
It has just been, you see, this issue of vote don't count, the politicians are using it as a menace against the people.
That's correct.
That your vote will not count. So the people need to know, if your vote will not count, do you think they don't like the money? Why would they pay you $5,000? Do you know how much is $5,000 for 1 million people? It's a lot of money. So if your vote don't count, they won't spend that amount. So the point of the matter is this. We need to be encouraged in Nigeria. Everybody, please encourage yourself. Your vote actually counts. Look at the way they are spending money, even in the primary election. It means that the votes count. And this whole beaver thing and the rest, listen, your vote counts. All along, there have been this voter apartheid because we thought that our votes don't count. But with what I have seen, our politics in our political life is really changing. And the people are beginning to get exposed. Everybody know this. Your vote actually counts. And the only thing they can do, which I was trying to get across to that man that came, that came this morning. Yes, they have done the beaver and all of that. I feel like our problem will lie where they will now begin to hold people from going to vote. That's going to be the problem. But I know there are other ways we can bypass that by the grace of God. But please, Nigerians, your votes count. And
thank
anybody
you
voted and is messing up, you can recall the person. I was happy to see a post the other day on Instagram. I think a senator or some House of Rep in Delta State, Anyocha, the way they blocked the road for him. Yes, we don't used to do that before. Instead, we fight ourselves before. Now we come together and challenge these people. And very soon, we will begin to recall these people. And they will know.
Thank you very much for your thought. I absolutely approve. Also, a quick search. So I can't tell you everything. Yeah, my job is to prod you to go find out more. You should be interested in understanding the various senatorial zones, how these zones work, and how these people are, your senators are chosen, across the various zones. So which one actually falls within your zone? Then begin to ask questions. Who are those contesting for these zones? You can see a lot of them are not even big on campaigning to you because they know you're not paying attention. So they can get away with what they want. So they will galvanize and make sure that their supporters, that's all they need. They don't need you because you are not paying attention. They'll make sure that their supporters get their PVCs and show up to vote for them, and then they can do whatever they want. So if you begin to pay attention, you begin to ask, okay, so who are those actually contesting for in my senatorial district? Who are those trying to get into the state assembly? In fact, who are the current lawmakers? Where are they from? What are their names? You need to find out. You need to pay attention. Good morning, hello.
Oh, thank God. Good morning.
I'm glad you're here. Welcome, Joy.
Very well. See, there's something Nigerians are not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Nigerian system is built on fraud. Why do I say so? You see this election timetable. The politicians are playing on Nigerian gallery. Now, you see the presidential one comes first. I know how Nigerians do their things. So once they see the president is a PDP or is a Labour Party or is an APC, everybody sways. When they now want to vote, you see they're voting for that particular one.
But why would, as a Nigerian, as an electorate, why would you do that?
Because they know Nigerians do not know. Nigerians are just one way. But before, when House of Assembly and State comes first, people don't know where the president is actually coming from. So you see everybody's just voting for who they want to know who this person is, who that person is not. Do you understand? But now, and the focus will not be more on the president. Now they want to now look more on who are these candidates that we're voting for. But as it is now, since the president is coming first, and they have made Nigerians to now see that the presidency is what you should focus more on and not the legislation. So you see, Nigerians are not. Before now, it used to be the House of Representatives and the Senate comes first, then before the presidency. But they now changed it, and that is working against Nigerians. So I want Nigerians to ask, I don't know, the INEC should help us and see all these things. Nigerians are peculiar people. Our reasoning is actually not very high as to speak now. We are still like babies. So that is why it's as if the politicians know all these things and are using it against Nigerians. So if the INEC should see this and change the timetable, presidency should not come first. Let the legislators come first so that they don't know who the president is going to be. So everybody will not start working on backwards. Oh, the president is from here. Everybody starts voting all the House of Rep. If it's APC, let it all be APC.
All right. Thank you very much. I get your point. I get your point. But again, it comes back to me always saying that, and that's obviously too late for next year's election. Nothing is going to change. I mean, everything is already set. However, citizens have a duty to know. You have a duty to know. You have a duty to know. In fact, you have a duty to know better than what you did yesterday. You have a duty to learn. It's not just for those who listen to Nigeria Info. It's every Nigerian. You have a duty to know. And you can't pass that responsibility on. It's your duty to know. Because politics is our lives. It's the policies. It's the economy. It's the food on your table. It's politics. So you need to know. If you don't know, it's a good game for the politicians. They're happy if you don't know. Of course, they won't come tell you, because if you know, then it's bad game for them. But you need to know. Yeah? All right, let's take some more calls and then we'll go to WhatsApp.
Hello, good morning. Yeah. Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning. Now, good morning to you. No good morning before. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Igwe.
Yeah, the last call, I just said what is in my mind. She spoke everything. If you look at the structure and the way Nigeria is programmed, everything works against the people. Ordinarily, before now, presidential election used to come last. Just like you said, we're supposed to know. Yes, most times when you know and you don't have mechanism to enforce your right that you know, you will see that, like, you knowing your right and going to an armed policeman and you try to make sure you show him that you know. Sometimes he will start intimidating you that, do you want to teach me my job? You understand? So the structure on its own is inimical to Nigeria. Just like the caller, like the third one before the two last callers said, people, when they seek our vote, they come very close to us. The moment we vote for them, they disappear. They change their numbers. I used to have somebody who was coming close to us when I was doing business in Ladebo. He's an Igbo guy. He went through the House of Representatives through the votes that Igbos around Oshodi and Ajawu and the rest of environs gave to him. He told us that he will empower most of us who actually came to vote for him. But do you know, Wememo, the moment he won that election, I tried to call his number based on the promises he made to us. That guy changed his number. The moment I called the number, the person who used to pick the number was his cousin or his nephew. At the end of the day, the guy told me that I could not get access to somebody who I used to talk to. So the truth is, Nigeria election and everything about it is structured and programmed in a way that the masses will be frustrated. You know your right and you want to work on it. They will tell you that the mechanism...
I've heard the problems, like I said to that caller you referred to. And of course, I live in Nigeria, so I know these problems. Question is, I know the problem. What are you going to do about it? So when you're talking about the problem... I'm listening.
Strong institution, then the system will work for us.
Some of you still do not get the point. And a problem I see is that a lot of people are so sucked into the problem that you refuse to see the solution that you yourself could prefer. If you're waiting, you're going to sit for a long time. Someone who doesn't want you to hold them accountable, you think they're the ones that produce the structures? You don't think that the citizens will have to, do more than the normal? For instance, if your local government chairman becomes inaccessible, the one in my local government, I stopped picking my calls. But of course, I have my ways. I have my ways. And what I see is that a lot of citizens just like, let's leave them. All of us, we will all be all right, last mentality. It's really hurting us. If we had enough people who would galvanize and say, see, once a week at least, we're going to ensure that we give these people a tough time until they answer us. it will happen. But because you tire easily, it's not going to be an easy ride. You know, I'm quick to tell you that. All right, I'm going to WhatsApp. Wemimo, you see, all of these are very obvious, and truly that's what the system wants. The entire government in Nigeria is too centralized, that the average local government chairman waits for allocation to perform his duties. Do you know how much money local governments get? Basically from Bariga, thank you. Thank you, Wemimo, for bringing this topic up. I myself am one of those people who don't care to know all these, but they are very important. We need to be enlightened and know those people, the work they do and what they need to do, because they are our employees. That's correct. Good morning. All of the things you're talking about concerning the legislature is theoretical. They don't carry out these functions you mentioned in actual sense. And where did you get that idea from? Who passes the budget? You? Are you the one that passes the budget? Don't be ridiculous. Shani from Lekki says, the main problem are the two legislative arms. The cost of government is too high and we don't respect the law. You see, I'm always excited to refer to the attempt to impeach Dino Melaye in Kogi State. It did not succeed, but like I love to say, imagine that that attempt is replicated on at least 50 lawmakers who are misbehaving. You think they will not sit up? Even if you do not succeed in the impeachment process, if you attempt it on 50 lawmakers, you think that would not be a shift? But you don't want to do the hard work. Yes, that's it. That's it. You don't want to do the hard work. All right, guys, I need to go now. Thank you all for joining the show. I need to go rest my voice. What's Up Lagos is next at 10 o'clock, right after the news. And I'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. We'll have a lot to talk about. Make sure you don't miss the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. Those of you that miss the INA Commissioner's number, I'll get his permission to post it on my social media pages. That's at Wemimo Sport when I leave here. I will ask his permission. So don't come and don't badge me with DMs. Just wait. If I get his permission, I'll put it up as a post. All right. Thank you all very much. Have a fantastic day. Keep listening to Nigeria Info. Do the hard work because you're a part of governance. See you tomorrow.
99.3 Nigeria Info.